listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. New measures to help recover demersal fish stocks kick in from Kalbarri to Augusta today. DPIRD's Shane Walters says it includes the following bans for boat-based fishers.
A bag limit of 2 and a boat limit of 4 demersal scale fish per vessel applies for recreational fishers, and there are also expanded spawning protections and gear restrictions in place.
A ban on fishing for demersal scale fish was extended by 4 months last year, now in place until March 31 and August 5 to December 15. A man has been killed in a single car crash in Georgina near Geraldton. It happened yesterday just after noon when the car the 55-year-old was driving, which was towing a trailer, left the road and hit a water pipeline. Major crash investigators are calling for anyone who witnessed it to contact Crime Stoppers. The cost of a beer will go up from today thanks to a 3.7% increase on tax for the beverage. That's on top of 4% rise back in August, so we've seen almost an 8% increase over the past 6 months. John Preston from the Brewers Association says a schooner could set you back big bucks in some places.
$15 a pint, $12 a schooner. That's not uncommon these days, and you know, we can even see it going past that in some areas. And look, pub owners are facing costs going up all over the place. Their wages bill is going up, their utility bills are going up.
WA's oldest person has reached a major milestone. Dulcie Fawcett, who lives at an aged care home in Geraldton, celebrated her 110th birthday this week. Ms. Fawcett was surrounded by her family and other residents. A major boost for regional netballers with Netball WA partnering with CBH. The group will support 3 regional championships across the Great Southern, Midwest Gascoyne and the Wheatbelt. CEO of Netball WA, Simone Hansen, says she's pleased with the partnership.
Certainly a vital sport that we offer across regional Western Australia, and we have 6 regional offices. So